taken, but the fence lines, miles of that.
Wow.
And so that's what we need. And people, tourists who are on Highway 72 going north up towards Bedette, between Grand, between here and Bedette. And about 2 miles north of Washkish is a really neat walking trail. It's walking, it's wood. It's an all-season trail made for wheelchairs and everything else. And that trail crosses caribou trails.
Wow.
It's a boardwalk.
Really
neat, really neat.
Well, there's a good excuse to go up there and explore.
Oh, yeah.
A couple miles north of Washkish.
Yeah, on the left side of the highway, it's an old forest ranger fire tower site.
I remember.
And those trails are spectacular.
Wow.
And they were used for centuries and millennia before we were here.
But no longer. Bill?
No.
I want to thank you again.
It's always fun. I don't like to jabber too much, but it's always fun doing something with you guys. It always is.
It's
Heidi and with Heidi and you are. We've just been around for a long, long time. And thanks. Thank you.
It's great to have you, Mark. Thank you for bringing this, making this possible.
Thank you, Mark. Yep.
Coming up, we've got Headwaters with Malachi Coons. We'd like to thank our business supporters, and that includes Timberlake Restaurant in Grand Rapids, as well as Beltrami Electric, Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Our thanks also goes out to Hot Tubs of Northern Minnesota on Middle School Avenue in Bemidji.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Our thanks goes out to Lady Sippers NA Bottle Shop in downtown Deer River, Itasca County's only NA bottle shop, offering ready-to-drink options, ingredients for craft cocktails, gifts, and more. Info available at LadySippers.com.
Let Mr. Wrong say goodbye. And she left that night. But I know I'm not wrong. And I know I'm not right. I just don't want you. I just don't want you. I just don't want you to say goodbye.
What you trying to tell him? watched a minivan explode. Jimmy saw a UFO. I'm not proud of what I've done. You wouldn't know me if you saw me, Mama. But I'm never going home, never going home again. Bank accounts bleeding while we are sleeping in another murder motel. Landed on the blacklist of a couple journalists. I met much better.
Thank you. Music from Obongjr here on KAXC, Not in Surrender from his new album, Paradise Now. Had Julie Driscoll with Brian Auger before that, singing Break It Up, Nicole Atkins, and a whole host of characters, and the Womack Sisters, Soul Music Royalty, just out now on Dabtone Records. I just don't want to say goodbye. Kicking off our show today. Thank you for tuning in. This is Headwaters on KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons, your host today. Happy to be back. Went to the fair a little over a week ago and came back with the COVID. So I was out all last week and it's good to be back here. Very excited. It's Riverfest weekend. We're going to be playing some music from performers coming up on Saturday. Our album of the week is from Margot Price. That's coming up at 9:30. Really excited to see this brand new album from her, Hard-Headed Woman. More on that as we continue on here. We've also got our slice of green cheese around 9:45. Be ready to call in if you have your trivia brain activated already this morning. We've also got music from artists like Guy Clark, as I think it is about time for a garden vegetable classic from him. Also got Jimi Hendrix later on, Alabama Shakes back after a long time off, that wonderful group. We've got new music from Brittany Howard and Company, Minnesota, a group called Runo Plum, Big Thief, Spoon, previous Riverfest artists, they've got new music out, all coming up, and more. We receive support from Grand Itasca Clinic and Hospital, home to an experienced OBGYN team that provides comprehensive women's health services, including maternity and advanced gynecology care, all in Grand Rapids. Learn more at granditasca.org. Support also comes from Natural Harvest Food Co-op on Silver Lake in Virginia, offering the Iron Range community local and organic grocery items and daily fresh meal options from their in-house deli. Open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday, 9 to 7 on weekends. Learn about career opportunities at naturalharvest.coop and on Indeed. Well, Mavis Staples has just announced a new album coming out later on this year. It is a covers album produced by Eau Claire, Wisconsin's Brad Cook. It's going to be called Sad and Beautiful World. And some of the artists that she will be covering on this new record: Tom Waits, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Frank Ocean, Curtis Mayfield, Leonard Cohen. Very much looking forward to hearing that. It's coming out on November 7th. Let's see. And also like Jeff Tweedy, Bonnie Raitt, and MJ Lenderman and Bon Iver are all going to be guests on this new covers album. So lots of fun stuff to look forward to. Along with that announcement, she put out a cover of this Kevin Morby song right here. Here is Mavis Staples' version of Beautiful Strangers on KAXE.
If you ever hear that thunder, put your eye to the sky, boy, and wonder. Maybe there's a kingdom above the weather. Oh, and whether you're gonna get on in is up to you. If you ever hear that crying in a distance like some siren, maybe there's a singer with no ring around his little finger. Oh, love. And if I lose my voice, if I have no choice but to go quiet, won't you sing for me a melody into the night? If I die too young and the wolf they come, fee, fi, fo, fum. If I die too young and the locusts come, then run, run, run free. If you ever hear that gunshot, what you do, but you don't got. Say a prayer, think of mother, I am a rock. Oh yeah. If you ever hear that sound now, if the door gets kicked in, here they come now. Think of others, be their cover, I am what they're not. Not scare us or stop the music. No, you've got a sweet voice, child. Why don't you use it? And if I die too young, if the gunmen come, I'm full of love. So release me. Every piece of me up above, up above. Love my mama and my papa. Love my sister. Can't stand the coppers up in their choppers. Carry me home.
Beautiful stranger. Oh, a poor boy.
Is Canadian pop singer Mormor, Heaven's Only Wishful. That was his debut single back from 2018, just over the weekend. Had some time on my hands. That song kind of popped back in my head. Been a while since I heard that very repetitive groove, but you just get so locked in. Alabama Shakes back after, I think they late teens is when they kind of went on hiatus, and I don't think they've released music I saw for about a full 10 years. The new song is called Another Life. They're also going on tour this September, No Stops in Minnesota. But that kind of kicks off in just a couple of days. They are going to Wisconsin and then heading east. But cool to see them back. They posted some photos of them in the studio as well. So I think there might be more Shakes music on the way. Of course, Brittany Howard been very busy with her solo music in the time since Alabama Shakes called it quits. Mavis Staples, a new cover from her Beautiful Strangers, kicked off that set of Headwaters tunes right here on People Powered Radio, KAXC. We're getting right back to the music with another artist heading out on tour for a brand new album, Margot Price. And guess where she's kicking it off? Grand Rapids Riverfest this Saturday, September 6th, right here in Grand Rapids, not far from where I am broadcasting this show right now at the Grand Rapids Public Library Amphitheater, alongside Courtney Barnett, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk. Going to be a terrific show. Get your tickets now at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. Our question of the week, as it is Riverfest week, we want to hear from you. Tell us about your Riverfest experiences or other live concerts you went to because you heard them on KEXC. Any information you'd like to share. You know that we spend a lot of time looking for shows, sharing them, and of course, a lot of time putting together events like Grand Rapids Riverfest. Text in 218-326-1234. We'd love to hear from you with your Riverfest memories. I have definitely said this many times on the air before, but before I worked at KEXC, before I lived in this part of the world, seeing that a community radio station could host an event like Grand Rapids Riverfest was really cool for me. I didn't even know you could do stuff like that, and it definitely made me want to pursue a position here. So I'm very glad, very fortunate that that was able to happen. Support for KEXC comes from Long Lake Conservation Center in Palisade, a full-service overnight retreat for adult and youth groups with an emphasis on nature-based activities such as outdoor recreation, phenology, astronomy, and more. Information on their programs available at longlakecc.org. Support also comes from KD Floral, located on 4th and Minnesota in downtown Bemidji, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, indoor plants, curated gifts, and space to express your creative side. KDFloral.com on Facebook and Instagram. Checking in on some additional live music this weekend. We do have a article on our website right now, KEXC.org, looking at the full Riverfest weekend. If you are listening from the cities, listening somewhere else, if you're headed up to Grand Rapids, or if you just live here and you want to look for some additional things, we've got a lot of stuff that is Riverfest adjacent wrapped up there. There's going to be a Friday night kickoff show at Unwind with Dessa and the Beats. Of course, this Friday is also the first Friday of the month, so Sam Miltich is playing jazz at Rapids Brewing. There's an after party. Clay Fulton and the Lost 40 are playing after at Rapids Brewing Saturday night. Different organizations around town that are doing specials, different hours, whatever it might be. Find that at KAXE.org. We also receive support from Brainstorm Bakery, headquarters of Crapola, with four flavors of granola handcrafted at the bakery on East Sheridan Street in Ely. Online ordering available and more at BrainstormBakery.com. It is time for our album of the week, and just released on Friday from none other than Grand Rapids Riverfest performer Margot Price, her new fifth album called Hard-Headed Woman. It is a return, largely, to the hard-hitting outlaw country of her first two records, Midwest Farmer's Daughter and All-American Maid. She worked with the same producer, Matt Ross Spang, as those first two albums, and she's lived in Nashville for a long time. This was her very first time recording an album in that famed musical city, and it traces her journey from dive bars, those early years in Nashville when she was working hard, but not a lot of attention was coming to her songs, all the way up to the modern tour bus life. It shows an artist who never compromised her independence and authenticity throughout that time. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text 218-326-1234. We're going to hear kind of a country funk song from the record. It's a cover. I Just Don't Give a Damn. Margot Price here on KAXE. Tomorrow, I'll
tonight. I just don't give a damn. I've done everything I can to make you happy. Wow.
said, hey, Mr. DJ, won't you let the country music play? Play some Charlie Rich, some Bill Monroe, play some Merle Haggard, some Paul George Jones. I said, people, people, won't you follow me? This is a new country style, you see. Just stretch out your arms like an aeroplane. You bark like a dog and you shuffle like a train. You roll like the wind and you scoot like a rooster. You skip around the room like you used to. It's country music, disco. Yes it is, yes it is, yes it is, country people, party people, country people in a house, put your hands up in the air tonight, country people gonna dance, just groove with me, country people, party people.
This is People Powered Radio, KAXE, and that was Jeb Loy Nichols from his Parish Bar album with the rare musical style of country music, Disco 45. All one word there. Thought it would go nicely with the funky new Margo Price track. Can't wait to see that one live coming up this Saturday. I Just Don't Give a Damn. That is from the new album, Hard Headed Woman. It is her fifth. Let us know what you think of that. It's our album of the week. Just arrived on Friday. Get tickets to see her, Courtney Barnett, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. Going to be hearing from more of those artists as we continue on here on Headwaters. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock. We've got the World Cafe at that time. Michael Small is your On the River host today from 1 to 4. And Dave Murphy, your host tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. Slice of Green Cheese is coming your way in just a moment. First up, let's check in on our weather right now around the area. Showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout the day. You can text in if you are seeing rain where you are at. We've got highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, slight chance of rain and thunderstorms continuing, mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-40s to low 50s. Again, slight chance of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Breezy northwest wind Thursday, chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s and low-60s again. Right now, Hibbing, 61 degrees, showers in the area. Fair skies, 66 in Bemidji. It is warming up a bit if the sun is peeking through. 63 here in Grand Rapids, cloudy skies. Brainerd light rain, 63. Again, if it's raining where you're at, you can text in and let us know. Sounds like we had some morning show talk, some folks chiming in, looking like a inch of rain overnight in some areas toward Brainerd. Alrighty, it is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji and Molly Poppins Gourmet Snacks in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. R&B and soul singer Rosalind Ashford was born on this day in 1943. She was best known as one half of a Motown backing group who had 6 top 10 Billboard hits, singing behind vocalist Martha Reeves. What was her group called? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question, again, is R&B and soul singer Rosalind Ashford was born on this day in 1943. She is best known as one half of a Motown backing group who had six top 10 Billboard hits singing behind Martha Reeves. What was her backing group called? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. You can hold your calls. We do have a winner. Congratulations to Will from Sugar Lake, a winner of today's slice of green cheese. He will be headed to Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji. Will correctly answered the slice of green cheese today, which was R&B and soul singer Rosalind Ashford was born on this day in 1943. She's best known as one half of a Motown backing group who had hits singing behind Martha Reeves. What was her group called? And that is the Vandellas. Martha and the Vandellas. I looked up. They actually made up that word in their minds. There's a street in Detroit called Van Dyke Street, and the singer Della Reeves is what they came up with for Vandellas. Here is one of my favorite tunes from them. Something you can tell your DJs.
Cause when a habit of mine to watch the sun go down. On Echo Beach, I watch the sun go down. From 9 to 5, I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring, I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beach someday. Make the old lady sing.